In the Footsteps of the Hermit with Larry Torres, Padre Jose welcomes the hermit. The following day, it didn't take Giovanni much time at all to walk from Doña Ana to La Mesilla. By following the stretches and bends of the Rio Grande, he was able to bypass the newly formed village of Las Cruces and save himself much time. Since he had stayed close to the river banks, the hermit had been able to avoid notice by Don Mariano Varela, the sheriff of Doña Ana. He was very suspicious of non-Mexicans in this territory. It was not quite noon when Giovanni walked slowly into the village square at La Mesilla. As was typical in many Mexican villages, the church always occupied a prominent place in one extremity of the square. This was the case with the local place of worship. The hermit walked into the dark church whose thick adobe walls kept the sunlight out and offered cool comfort within. Giovanni had barely sat down on a church pew to pray when a priest casually sidled up to him. "Buenos dias, amigo," he whispered softly to the hermit, in deference to the Blessed Sacrament monstrance exposed on the altar. "I am Padre José de Jesús, cabeza de vaca de la Iglesia de San Albino." The holy hermit turned to face him, stunned by the mouthload of Spanish that was leveled at him with a mere introduction. "Padre José," began the hermit, "I am Giovanni, or Juan, if you would rather. Please forgive me, but you seem to have a most unusual name. Cabeza de vaca, doesn't that mean head of a cow?" The good priest smiled playfully. He was very proud of his unusual name, and he delighted in shocking newcomers with it. "It was the name of my ancestors," he replied. "In fact, one of them was the leader of the first group of Spaniards who came to this new world in 1519. You may have heard of him. He was Alvar Núñez Cabeza de Vaca. The Cabeza de Vacas were a great family back in Spain. They lived in the southern area known as Andalusia. They were among the first Spaniards who had revolted against the Moorish occupation of Spain that began in 711 and lasted over 700 years. Because of this, the family was honored with one of the first royal titles given on the peninsula. Their coat of arms still bears five cow skulls spaced between a blue border and a checkered interior." "Why, with such a noble title, why did you choose to be a priest?" asked Giovanni of Padre José. "I had been inspired by tales of this unsettled land, where there would be many souls that would need saving. A Dominican monk from Mexico City had told me that this is where I belonged, and I believed him." "Did you have any reason to doubt him?" questioned the hermit. "None at all," Padre José replied. "Dominicans are well respected for their education. You already know that I like to play with words. Well, consider the following. The words Dominus and Canus mean Lord and Hound, respectively, in Latin. The possessive and plural forms of those words are Domini and Cani. In Latin, Dominicans are called Dominicani, by extension, the Hounds of the Lord. That is why Dominican priests are often portrayed as standing next to a dog that has a torch in its mouth. The Dominicans were very influential here." "And yet," said Giovanni evenly, his eyes now more accustomed to the interior of the church, "this place is named after San Albino." "Oh yes," continued Padre José. "This church was named in honor of San Albino because it was founded on that saint's feast day on March 1st. San Albino was known as Saint Albans in English, where his biography was often confused with that of another soldier named Albinus. In any case, they both suffered martyrdom, and they are both honored across Britain. Come, let's walk outside." Strolling out of the church of San Albino toward the raised platform in the center of the village square, Padre José continued to talk excitedly about the history of his village. "La Mesilla," he said, "is in an area disputed much between the United States and Mexico. Whereas most of this area had been ceded to the United States by the Treaty of Guadalupe Hidalgo, there is a thin strip of land running east to west from El Paso to the beginning of the California Territory that was left unresolved by the Mexican War. In 1853, the United States bought this strip in question and called it the Gadsden Purchase. By its terms, we were made part of the United States, and the troops from Fort Fillmore raised the American flag right over this plaza where you see it now. Again, Giovanni had questions, but he decided to wait. You have been walking in the footsteps of the hermit with Larry Torres. Adios.